SBS Radio.
Indigenous tourism was booming just a few months ago, with many tourists looking for authentic Indigenous experiences when they set foot in Australia. CEO of the Western Australian Indigenous Operations Council, Robert Taylor, says it was a thriving industry before COVID-19.
80% of international visitors coming into Australia and 76%, I think, into Western Australia want or are seeking an Aboriginal experience because it is the oldest living culture in the world.
But now the search for First Nations tourism has changed. Bart Pegram runs tours in Broome, Western Australia, and says times are tough.
Basically lost about three jobs really this year, part-time band gigs and stuff as well. So yeah, everything's just sort of gone, disappeared. The magic coronavirus wand.
But he's thinking up new ways of sharing his culture at a time when he can't spend as much time out on the land.
I think this is a great opportunity that we all jump online and share our different regional areas, our tribal areas and language groups and stuff, and get it out there, because it gives the opportunity for other people who aren't so aware of all these things to learn.
Mark Sadler runs tours in Western New South Wales. Before COVID-19, a summer of natural disasters meant bookings were already dwindling.
We've come through a major drought in Wiradjuri country, and then we've had these horrendous fires that wiped out a lot of our people's livelihoods and all our beautiful animals and people's totems and country. So that's been a bit of a slowing down of industry, and then now we have this coronavirus thing.
But Mark hasn't lost hope. He's become creative in his workshop, setting up a green screen so he can take his tours virtually.
I've taught myself how to use a blue screen technology. So go out and buy some bits and pieces, some better cameras, better microphones. Stand in my workshop here and go down the spotlight and get a big green tarp or big green felt, stand in front of it, and then do 2 to 3 minute talks.
But for many operators, it will be a long road to recovery, especially for those who would normally start their peak tourism season this month, says Robert Taylor.
The Kimberleys, by the time they get through this, it'll be too late for them to get any domestic travel because of the wet season that'll come in. So they're really going to struggle. In other parts of Australia, I think, again, it's a discretionary spend.
The business owners all agree on one thing. Looking out for each other has to be a priority. Bart Pegram says it can be as simple as picking up the phone.
We've got to check in on each other, families and friends as well, because I think that's really important that we do stay connected still, because some people get hit harder a lot more than others. Some will react differently to it all.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.